From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wish to welcome you to this Thursday edition of the Living Truth radio program, and truly, I do thank you for the pleasure of your company. Today, we are going to continue our study that we've been looking at this week and last week, entitled A Look at the Latter Times from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. That, of course, is the entire fourth chapter of 1 Timothy. And when we are talking about the latter times, we are talking about the church age that began back there in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost and will go unto the rapture. And so far, we've noted the condition of the latter times, verses 1 through 6, the concern of the latter times, verses 7 through 9, and now we are looking at the certainties of the latter times in verses 10 through 16. So far, we have noted that we must be certain to trust in the living God in these latter times, verse 10. Then we must be certain to teach the truth of God in latter times, according to verse 11. Then we must be certain to exemplify Christ in these latter times, according to verse 12. Today, let us look at the fourth certainty that you and I as a Christian, as a part of the remnant who is faithful to God, must maintain in these latter times, and that is the fact that we must be certain to attend to biblical concepts. We must be certain to attend to biblical concepts. Notice verse 13, if you would, of 1 Timothy chapter 4. Once again, Paul is writing to Timothy under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, but it is also very, very relevant and very applicable to you and to me today, where Paul says, "Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine." In other words, Paul was sort of discipling Timothy and giving him some homework, as it were. And he says, "Until I come to see you, I want you to do three things." And these three things that Paul is telling Timothy are three things that you and I should be practicing even today as we continue in the church age. And that is, we must be certain to attend to biblical concepts. What are those concepts? Well, again, look at verse 13 of 1 Timothy 4. "Till I come, give attendance." In other words, pay attention. Make it a priority. Be focused on three things: reading, exhortation, and doctrine. And beloved, I would encourage you to mark that verse in your Bible. Because if you and I pay attention to 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13, no matter what it is that we face in life, whether it's a personal matter, a business matter, a church matter, a school matter, a national matter, these three things will enable us to stand for the Lord as the remnant of the Lord should be standing. Now, what are these three things? Well, first of all, he says, give attendance to reading. That is the reading of the Word of God. Do you read the Word of God? Really, do you? Now, I don't think that our time in the Word of God should stop with the reading. I think that we should study the Word of God consistently every day. But certainly, we must read the Word of God. I would encourage you to read the Word of God at least 15 minutes a day. And if you read the Word of God 15 minutes a day, you will certainly be able to read through the entirety of the Scriptures in 1 year. Just 15 minutes a day. And when you read the Word of God, when I read the Word of God, it gives us an understanding of the Scriptures so that we might be able to recognize who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. So, in these latter times, let's become familiar with the Word of God by reading it. And then, he says, give attendance to exhortation. that really involves preaching. Do you love to hear the preaching of the Word of God? I do. I love to hear the preaching and the teaching of God's Word. I look for radio stations, for instance, where I can hear not just good music, but the preaching and the teaching of the Word of God. Unfortunately, there are some radio stations that call themselves Christian that has very little preaching. And not only that, the music that they have truly, in my opinion anyway, does not honor and glorify the Lord. But preaching is something that we should draw our hearts toward, because it's the preaching of the Word that God has used not only to bring souls to Christ, but to edify the believer. Let's take every opportunity that we can to sit under the sound of good, solid Bible preaching. And then he says, "Till I come, give attendance to doctrine." Doctrine. I will tell you, we are living in a day and age when people do not want to hear doctrine. You just mentioned the word doctrine among Christians, and you'll notice their nose will start to go up, their eyebrows will start to go up, because people don't want to hear doctrine today. And yet, that should be the first thing that we would want to hear. It's interesting to note that in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, when it talks about the inspiration of the Word of God and tells us what the Bible is profitable for, that the first thing that it lists there is doctrine. And doctrine is simply the teaching, again, of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And when our doctrine is right, then our living will be right. And one of the reasons why many Christians even stumble and fall into sin or compromise with the world is because of the fact that their doctrine is not correct. And so in these latter times, when there is going to be a departure from the faith, you and I who know the Lord must be certain to attend to the biblical concepts of reading God's Word, receiving biblical teaching, and learning sound doctrine. Does that describe you? Does it describe me? It should. Then we go on to another certainty for the latter times, and that's in verse 14. And that's the fact that we must be certain to exercise our spiritual gifts. Notice verse 14 of 1 Timothy 4. He says, "Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Now again, Paul was writing to Timothy, and he was saying, don't neglect the spiritual gift that you have that was recognized by other spiritual leaders when they laid their hands upon you. Timothy had the gift of pastor, and Paul was telling him, make sure that you exercise your gift. Now, here's the point. The Bible teaches us that every Christian has a spiritual gift, at least one spiritual gift. And a spiritual gift is a God-given ability to do Christian service. Do you know what your spiritual gift is? I would encourage you to take some time to study spiritual gifts. We find that spiritual gifts are spoken of in the New Testament in Romans 12, 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14, in Ephesians chapter 4, and in 1 Peter chapter 4. And in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, we have this particular statement concerning spiritual gifts. It says, as every man, that means every Christian, as every Christian hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, I don't have time on the program today to talk about all of the spiritual gifts. I believe as you study the Bible, you will find that there are at least 10 permanent spiritual gifts. And as I said, a spiritual gift is a God-given ability for Christian service. We receive those gifts by the ministry of the Holy Spirit the moment we trust Jesus Christ as Savior. And we are to use those spiritual gifts to build up the body of Christ, so that together we might grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here in verse 10 of 1 Peter 4, we have that strong command. It's not just a suggestion, it is a strong command, where he says, as every man, that is every Christian, hath received the gift. If you're saved, you have a spiritual gift, so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God has given you a spiritual gift, and he expects you to be a good steward over that gift in building up the body of Christ. He's done the same to me as well. I want to encourage you to study those passages of Scripture that I mentioned a moment ago. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians chapters 12, 13, and 14, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4, to understand the concept of spiritual gifts. Because you see, spiritual gifts build up the body of Christ. And I've said this many times over again, that the church that is filled with members who understand their spiritual gifts and then activate those spiritual gifts on a regular basis will be the church that will be doing in the community exactly that which God would have it to do. So pastors, I would encourage you to encourage your people to understand spiritual gifts. Teach your people the concept of spiritual gifts. And then people, make sure you know what your spiritual gifts are and use them for the honor and the glory of the Lord. And so just in review, as it relates to today's program, in these latter times, let us be certain that we attend to the biblical concepts of reading God's Word, receiving biblical teaching and preaching, and then learning sound doctrine. And then let us make certain that we exercise our spiritual gifts by knowing what our gifts are and using them through the local church, through the honor and the glory of the Lord. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow when we gather around the radio once again, we'll look at the final two certainties that we as Christians must practice in these latter times. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.